The city of Ann Arbor is in the process of revising its solid waste management plan. It is considering new and improved methods of reducing waste, increasing recycling, and measures that would encourage more composting. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Waste management practices are being experimented with around the country, and there are lessons to be learned. Our guest this morning makes it his job to understand and implement best practices when it comes to waste management. Jim Fry is the CEO of Resource Recycling Systems. And Jim, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning, Dave, and great to be here.
Well, Ann Arbor has a goal of zero waste. And let's start here. You're in the business. Is zero waste possible?
We always talk about zero waste as close as you can get. And interestingly enough, a couple big communities, San Francisco and Los Angeles, San Francisco just announced 80%. Los Angeles is at 70%. So I think we're getting darn close, and many communities now aspire to zero waste goals.
Let's discuss some of the methodologies and current technologies that may help Ann Arbor and other municipalities get to that zero waste goal. Let's start with composting. Ann Arbor has a rather strong program with weekly pickup for a variety of things like yard and garden debris, kitchen scraps. What's available now and what may be on the horizon that will improve this portion of the system?
Yeah, the city's program is a great solid foundation. The items you mentioned are standard parts of composting, but what's next is, if you will, ramping that up, and that's actually part of what's being proposed in this upcoming plan, is to basically expand that to all commercial establishments, to get Joe Citizen out there doing it on a regular basis. And one of the benefits of that is that if that's effective, it removes all that organic material from our trash can. And that's a great step towards reaching zero waste.
And as we start to remove stuff from the trash can, we need to talk about recycling. Single stream recycling was implemented in Ann Arbor, and the tonnage of recycled materials has increased 16% since that time. Where can improvement be made there?
Well, there's always a challenge with recycling, especially in a university town with turnover of the citizens, the students, even the faculty and the families. And so what we need to see is stronger participation by all households, and number two, everybody looking at every item that they think can go in that recycling bin, that recycling cart, and actually placing it there. When you see that, that's when recycling programs really move into supercharged high diversion levels, and that's what's ahead for Ann Arbor.
Well, where is there evidence that we can kind of, through educational process or other endeavors, get the public to be that aware where we make a significant difference?
Well, those are some of the challenges, but also some of the successes across the country and across North America, with areas in both Canada and the U.S. using a combination of best practices in education, incentives, with measures like pay-as-you-throw, really providing a strong emphasis on the need to divert that material out of the trash can. And what we see in some parts of the country is success in diverting as much as 80 to 90% of these recyclables out of the waste stream.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking improved solid waste management practices with the CEO of Resource Recycling Systems. Jim Fry is his name. And Jim, how important is new waste diversion methodology to the entire process?
Well, it's really important for a number of reasons. One is when, and anybody that's done this well in their home knows that when you take all your organics out, put them in a compost bin, either backyard or in your composting bin the city provides, and get all those recyclables out, one of the beautiful things is you don't have to take that trash bin out very often. If everybody is doing that, two good things happen. One is the citizens reinforce, we hope, by something like a pay-as-you-throw, where you only pay for as much as you really need to throw away, are able to divert and thus reduce the number of times you put that trash can out each week. In certain parts of the country, and I'll cite Toronto, Ontario, as well as Portland, Oregon, both of these communities now actually have as a routine part of their trash collection program, they only pick it up at a minimum once every other week. And Portland actually has a very innovative process where you can subscribe for your trash collection service at a minimum or as less frequently as once a month. That's about how often I put mine out. That's really all we should pay for. That's all the number of trucks and drivers we need out there to collect our trash. So this is really a goal for a place like Ann Arbor to really get everybody on the same page, diverting through composting, diverting through recycling. And then the city's actually considering some form of reducing that number of trash collection pickups, which saves money. Big thing for taxpayers.
Does it also not cause jobs, creating a kind of negative and reverse impact?
Well, one of the beauties of both recycling and composting is they generate a lot more jobs per ton, per pound of waste diverted. So in effect, the big formula we're remaking, the big paradigm shift, is we're telling everybody, if you take these steps, then actually more jobs are created. 20 more jobs are created through recycling than taking that trash to the landfill. So that's the big push, is more job creation, better economic development, saving money at the tax base.
And one of the things when we talk about job creation, what relationship does solid waste management have to new energy technology? I know that we like to capture some methane from our landfills. At the same time, people are somewhat disinterested in that process. It's not nearly as effective as it could be. So is there a way to tie together new energy practices, create some green energy jobs, and have a better solid waste management plan?
Well, there actually is a whole set of components of the system, as you mentioned, and certainly recovering for recycling generates that 20-plus jobs more than landfilling. Taking whatever's left after that, and this is really some of the newest thinking, is to basically have your recycling facility serve as a kind of what I'm going to call triage facility, where you take in material, you're recycling and delivering that product into new products being made at manufacturing facilities, but there's residue that's left. And that residue, there is discussion and some experimenting with taking that residue and having it become kind of a fuel bale or a fuel source that's a commodity source. In other words, you can trade it, you can move it around the country, you can actually, when recycling markets are really strong, you can recycle that material instead of burning it. But when needed, you can burn it. And that's actually what we think is maybe the best direction for recovering the maximum recycling commodity value as well as the potential energy value out of those materials.
Making the investment in these new technologies, it is going to cost money. So what financing mechanism is working in other parts of the country to help bring us closer to that zero waste goal possible?
Well, it's an interesting and very highly debated scene right now, nationwide and even worldwide, where something called producer responsibility on the part of the manufacturers of the products and goods that we buy every day, those companies are actually looking seriously at what their role should be in making this system of the future work for our communities, and essentially understanding that cities and citizens across the country, businesses, they're paying a lot of money to get rid of all this material. They'd like to do the right thing. Doing the right thing requires investment in recycling facilities, composting facilities, other collection technologies and processing technologies. So there is a lot of discussion about what are some best practices for sustainable funding of this system. That debate's actually going on right now.
You are the CEO of Recycling Resource Systems, a for-profit company?
That's correct.
And where do you make your money on this deal?
Well, we're best practice specialists. So we work across the country and even wider, both with the public sector. We've worked to help City of Ann Arbor develop their systems here locally, but also with the private sector, with many of these companies that are looking at how they can be a part of the solution and essentially take some responsibility, usually on a voluntary basis, for these materials after they sell them at the grocery store or retail outlet. So we advise and consult with them as well.
So if you are going to reduce costs for other companies, both in the private and the public sectors, and you have a responsibility to make a profit as well, how do you encompass that role in the responsibility for greater environmental stewardship with your waste management practices?
Well, there's some techniques that are being debated worldwide and implemented in places like Europe and Canada, where a actual product fee is attached to every drink box, every bottle, every can. Here in Michigan, we have the container deposit system. You know, industry is not real happy with either of those solutions, but they recognize that there has to be a payment system set up to cover costs that we all know are out there. Across the U.S., more than $29 billion is spent by communities, by citizens, by businesses, just to move trash from the curb away. And when you look at how to fund that, we're all paying for that out of our pocket right now. And so companies are looking at, is there a way for them to look at how that actually folds into their operating costs, folds into their contributions that they can make with spend that they've already got underway, matching, perhaps offsetting, perhaps helping leverage better practices across the whole system. One of the beliefs is that more recycling, less trash to landfill, less cost there, more revenue from the sale of recyclable materials, all that's good direction, more jobs. how to spend our money more wisely is really what everybody's looking at.
As you look at the solid waste management plans across the country and look for those best practices, where does Ann Arbor stack up?
Ann Arbor is well positioned and historically has been ahead of the pack. Right now, you might say they're in the middle of the pack with all the right tools, with all the right capabilities. We're sitting here with citizens that are real comfortable and understand what the game is and how to reduce and how to recover, how to move to best practices. But we really do need to, if you will, up our game in order to match even a city like San Francisco or Los Angeles or Austin, Texas, or Boston or New York City. We, in some sense, suffer from our trash costs here are so low, our landfills are so cheap. People don't realize that across the country, really, best practices like we're talking about implementing here are well underway in many different parts of our country. And so we have a lot of the tools. Now let's make an effort to use them wisely and move to the next level. And I think that's what the city is basically presenting in this upcoming plan.
I'd like to thank you for your expertise, Jim, this morning. I truly appreciate it. And as many answers as you provided, there were also questions that were raised that we'll have to explore as we move through the process.
Absolutely. We've got that upcoming meeting on the 18th, 6:30, Traverwood Library. Hope citizens can come see it.
That is Jim Fry. He is CEO of Recycling Resource Systems. I'm David Fair. Thank you for joining us for another installment of Issues of the Environment. You'll find it only on 89.1 WEMU.